This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
آمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد، يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال: قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. The hadith tonight collection Imam Muslim related to us by Abdullah bin Mas'ud. This is a very short hadith, but it's within the theme, obviously, of anti-oppression. We've been talking about that for a while. I'm going to go through a number of different themes under that topic, inshallah ta'ala. This is a very simple hadith. It's very direct, and it offers an extremely important piece of information. And I find that it doesn't get enough attention. It's not a hadith that is well known, or known as much as it should be. Especially for us as Muslims. Yani, I think you'll appreciate what it is once I explain it to you. So what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, was the following. قَالَ أَوَّلُ مَا يُقْضَى بَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالدِّمَاء. The first thing that is settled amongst people on the Day of Judgment is bloodshed. The first thing, it's not salah, as we think it is. No, that'll come later. It's not tawheed. That also come later. As important as these topics are, obviously, and no Muslim with any understanding at all would say that these things are not extremely important. But the first thing that will be settled on the Day of Judgment is blood. And blood, dima, is not just acts of murder. It's a symbol or reference to any form of mazlama, any form of oppression that occurred. And out of, and this is not, I'm not making that up. You can go back to the books of linguistics or the Sharh Imam al-Nawawi ala Sahih Muslim. When he says al-dima, he's pointing out to any act of oppression. Because blood is not just the physical blood. Anything that you own, anything that is yours, is in one way or another a part of you. And if it's taken away, that's a form of bloodshed that's occurring. It may not be literal. So the first thing that is settled on the Day of Judgment is oppression, is the mazalim, is blood. The first thing, if there's blood on the hands, that's not a good sign. Yawm al-Qiyamah, if there's blood on the hands, that's not going to turn out very nicely. And it doesn't matter how many times you're a hajji. It doesn't matter. A lot of things don't matter. A lot of things don't matter before this is cared for. Like, this issue trumps all. It comes first. It's the first thing. If you get through that hurdle, then hopefully what comes next will be hopefully manageable. But this happens first. And the hadith is very clear. It's an authentic one. And it should scare you a bit. It should. Because like I said, and I tried to explain, it's not just those who oppress or shed the blood. It's also those who... There's a third group. Fortunately, there's a third group. Aside from those whose blood was shed and those who actually performed it, there's a third group. The witnesses. Those who just stood there, those who watched, those who weren't really part of either side at the time. They could have done something, but they didn't. A part of that blood is on their hands too. And that's the first thing that will be settled on the Day of Judgment. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أول ما يقضى بين الناس بالدماء صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سمعك الله بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين جزاكم الله